When I feel I have made it, I die. When I'm finding myself, I am alive. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, giving you instant inspiration. Now, if that's not an instant inspiration, I don't know what is. When I feel I have made it, I die. When I'm finding myself, I am alive. Now, what does it mean when I feel that I have made it, I die? When you have made your first million, you quit. You oftentimes quit. Sometimes you keep going for the second, third, and fourth million, and that's good too. But you quit. You quit giving it your best. How did you make that first million? Did you make it because you needed that first million? Or did you make it because you gave your best at doing the work you were doing? Now, those are things to think about. When I feel that I've made it, I die. Because you quit. You quit living. You quit expressing yourself. You quit being the fabulous person you are. Now, a lot of movie stars, when they feel that they've made it, they're a great star, then they quit. How do they quit? They become obnoxious. They want higher salaries. They want better dressing rooms. They want this and that and the other thing. All the little nothingnesses that don't mean a thing. All right, now let me ask you a question. If you were a great movie star, what would be the thing that would be the most important to you? What would be the thing that would be most important? You are a movie star. What would be the thing that would be most important to you?
To remain a star. To have good roles.
To have good roles. To have good scripts. Because otherwise, you're not going to remain a good star. If you don't have top roles that are going to show off your talent, you know, you're nothing. You know, to remain a star, yeah, that's interesting too, but how do you remain a star? But you remain a star by having good scripts to act in. And when you got these good scripts to act in, like, you just get better and better and better. But you are doing the scripts. You are becoming more and more exquisite in being the actor that you are. Or the actress that you are. You're not just stopping because you have now got so much money, you know, that you're quitting. And of course, what do some movie stars do? They become the governor of California. And then the president of the United States, you know. And hey, that's not bad. But did they quit? No. I enjoy so much people telling me, did you know that Ronald Reagan, when he was president, he would sleep through meetings and he would do this and he would do that. So what? So what? Did he operate a remarkable presidency?
Yes.
Did he have a group of men working with him who were, bar none, fantastic? Did he have ideas that were constructive and uplifting? Did the people of the United States love him?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. You see, he had things going for him because he played the role. Now, that he was over 75 years old at the time, what was he, 78 or something like that, when he was president of the United States, that's fantastic. To have the load of the entire United States as an economic country on his back at that age, you know, he should be retired. He should be relaxed and going out, but no. He didn't want to. He still had a great idea. Now, that his body demanded a little more rest, so be it. But his mind didn't. His mind was continually working on great and beautiful ideas, and probably still is today, even with the Alzheimer's that he's experiencing. But, you see, he didn't stop. He didn't stop. He didn't stop after being the a B-movie actor, and fairly reasonable. But he went on to be the Screen Actor Guild president, and then he went on to be the governor of California, and he went on to be the president of the United States. Now, who's this new actor that we got now?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, now, how did he get there? This is absolutely stupid, unless people respected him. And they respected him because they loved the dominant roles that he played in the movies. Now, did he play some funny roles too?
Yeah.
He played some funny ones too. But he played dominant roles. He was an A actor. He was very good. And he had a good mind. He was assistant to the president in many things, you know, in the president's health program, you know, the whatever they call it, and all of these neat things. He was very active in that. Now, and he married Schreiber, you know, Maria Schreiber, who was with the
Kennedys.
Hmm? With the Kennedys, yeah. She was with the Peace Corps. Thank you. She was with the Peace Corps and very active, and she was a very responsible woman, very capable, very, very powerful woman in her own right. And he is a very powerful man in his own right. But you see, he's not dying. He could still go back to acting any moment. But and he still is acting. and he is acting like a good governor. But you see, he's not acting like the standard governor. The standard governor makes the people think that what he is doing is terribly important. This guy is not making people feel what he's doing is important. He's making people feel that he has balance in government. Now, how is he getting balance in government? He is going to do this and do that and do the other thing and all sorts of things. And is it good or bad? It doesn't matter. You see, we make a big mistake when we look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. We look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and we say, he is this, he's this, he's this, and he's this. Hey, no, he's not any of that. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a successful man in doing whatever he wants to do. He, for the rest of his life, can say, I was governor of the state of California by the people's mandate. The people put me in there. They kicked the other guy out and put me in. But they put me in with a whole bevy of possible choices. There's not just one that I was, or two or three of us, but they had loads of them, you know? And now they're thinking of kicking him out because they kicked the other guy out so easily they'd kick him out because people want to get in there and be the governor because, you know, that's kind of nice being the governor. Whether they succeed or not doesn't really matter. What only matters is when I feel I have made it, I die. Does Arnold Schwarzenegger feel that he's made it? No. He's got new mountains to climb, new rivers to swim, new oceans to paddle over. He's a fantastic man. I don't worship him. I just worship the attitude that he has. And that attitude is, hey, go for it. What the heck, why not? You know? And the beautiful thing is, how many movie stars do you know who have an impeccable background, morally, mentally, socially, who have an impeccable background? Not many. All of them have stepped on a lot of toes as they climb to the top. But has you heard anything about Schwarzenegger stepping on anybody's toes? Not once in his entire history. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but you don't hear about it. And you would hear about it for sure. Now, when I'm finding myself, I am alive. While he is playing his role of being governor, he's alive. And he'll probably run for president next year.
I think so.
And when he plays the role, he's alive.
Yeah.
Now, will he do bad things for the country? Hardly. Will he do good things for the country? Why not? You know, why not? Is he necessary for the country? Not at all. Is the country necessary for him? Not at all. Is he playing a game and playing it well? Yes. Is he a super guy? Yes. Is he a nut? Yes. Is he just like the rest of us nuts? Yes, you know? And he is a fantastic guy. Now, there are always going to be people who want to put him down. But he's a perfect example of, when I feel I've made it, I die. And he never has felt that he's made it. He's always got new rivers to swim. Always got new mountains to climb. You see, this is what we want to do. We don't want to stop. We don't want to retire. Bill says, Herb, how do you do all the things you're doing? And I said, well, Bill, I do it because I enjoy it. I have a desk full of things here, and if they don't get done, poof. If they get done, poof, you know. It's my stuff. It's my world. I'm doing it because I enjoy it, and I'm having a great time doing it. And it's a lot of fun doing it. It's a pleasure doing it. And when it's not a pleasure, I put it off till tomorrow, you know. then it doesn't become any more pleasurable or any less. But it doesn't matter. I have several stacks of papers that I had stacked up months ago, probably some beautiful letters that need to be answered them and other things, but I don't have a secretary who goes through these things for me and ferrets out the stuff that has to be done, you know. But it doesn't matter. You see, when you quit, when you have it made, you die. Every opportunity I had, everything that I went into, real estate and newspapers, magazines, whatever jobs, construction, you know, bookkeeping. I was a bookkeeper for liquor accounts for Griswold Bateman Warehouse. Me, a bookkeeper, you know, and I just am not too crazy about figures, but I just had a lot of fun. And I worked at these things, and I was good, and they didn't fire me. I kept going, you know, and they kept bringing me boxes of these chocolate-filled candies, or chocolate candies filled with whatever.
Liquor-filled.
Oh, my goodness. But it was quite something, and it was very wonderful. And I just went on from one opportunity to another. And why not? I just enjoyed doing what I did. And I started a church, and I started a university, and I didn't just start a university, but I started a university and a church, and then I started another university, and then I started the Absolute Monastery, and then I started all sorts of good stuff, and some of them are just plugging along great, and others are just sort of loafing along, waiting for us to give a little bit of a kick to it, to get it going, but hey, I'm in no rush, I'm having fun, maybe I might abandon the whole setup and go off and decide that I'm going to write stories on how ants live, you know. You know, wouldn't that be fascinating?
Yeah.
But when I feel I've made it, I die. And I don't feel that I've made it. It's raining nicely, isn't it? When I'm finding myself, I'm alive. And I'm alive. And life is wonderful. And what about you now? I just talked about myself here, tooting my own little horn and Schwarzenegger's horn, you know. But what about your horn? Have you got it made? And are you dead?
No.
Are you finding yourself? Mm-hmm. And are you having wonderful time living, finding yourself?
Yes.
Are you enjoying everything, Ingeborg? Are you enjoying everything?
Of course.
Yeah, keep your head up there, you know. That's right. You can let your head fall backwards as you fall asleep. But just stay alert with us here. I mean, there's no reason for you to be asleep. I'm going to make my talks into more exciting movies so that they'll be compelling for you. But until then, bide with me, okay? Remember now, when you've made it, life's over. You might as well throw in the sponge and might as well dig a hole and pull the dirt in, you know. And when you're living and vital and finding yourself, then you're alive. Then life has meaning. Life is exciting. Life doesn't have to have a purpose. When life has a purpose, then you're in trouble. When you find out what the purpose of life is, I think we said that, I am born for a reason I have yet to discover. Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't chase the discovery of why you're here. Just chase the dreams of imagination that come into your mind and say, hey, wouldn't it be fun to ride a bike? Wouldn't it be fun to ride on these inline skates? Wouldn't it be fun to do this? Wouldn't it be fun to do that? I remember so much when I was a child, how I used to ice skate. And I would just, I wasn't good, I was okay. But I was good enough that I could skate across any pond. I could do flips and turns and do all the neat stuff that ordinary people can do. And I had a lot of fun. And when I went to Kirchen, in Germany.
Garmisch-Partenkirchen,
yeah. When I was there, thank you.
How did I not know?
Oh, because you're beautiful. When I went there with Trouty, and with her family, and then we went out to the ice rinks there, and she got me a pair of ice skates that fit me. And I ice skated. It took a while for my ankles to get a little bit strong, but I ice skated and did all sorts of stuff. And she said, "Oh, you ice skate so good." You know, she's full of compliments. And naturally, I was good. I had a good time. But, you know, and I hadn't ice skated for maybe 40 years or 50 years before that. But it's fun. It's fun just to go and climb those mountains, go and swim those oceans, you know, go and do all of those things that are fun, forward those dreams and put the lady down on the other side and go on your way, you know, and stop thinking, you know, you owe things to people. You don't owe anything to anybody except yourself, to be yourself and have fun. And when you are yourself and have fun, wow, life is wonderful. When I feel I have it made, I croak. When I am finding myself, I am alive. And boy, is life wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.